In most households, the range was constantly being used.
Now, mealtimes changed during the 19th century because patterns of work changed.
Social historian Dr. Ellen Jones.
And when we begin to look at working shifts underground and shifts in the factories and shifts in the metal industries, we're looking at a time when those who were preparing food, and we have to say it was women at this time, would have to prepare several meals during the course of the day to meet the demands of the three shifts commonly worked. They would have to prepare meals to take to work. They'd have to prepare meals for people coming back from work as well. Porridge in its various forms was a common breakfast food. Also, you would have bread and cheese or bread and meat if you were lucky for breakfast. And working men would take a packed meal in the tommy box or a tin with them. And that would include, again, bread and cheese, maybe a piece of fruit and a piece of cake. Often in South Wales, Tisha Lap, the moist cake, commonly made at home. And then at tea time, it would either be a cooked meal with meat and vegetables and probably a baked tart or whatever. But very often as well, the evening meal would be bread and cheese. Again, bread and cheese, bread and meat, pickles, sometimes fresh fruit, but often cold meat and hot vegetables would be the evening meal in the week.